This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoverychannelradio.com.
People place $536 billion in bets on casino games in the United States alone.
I usually put $100.
And they lose $58 billion of those bets, partly because most of us who gamble don't know all that much about the games themselves.
Come on, baby, do something.
Bill Edington is the director of the Institute for the Study of Gambling and Commercial Gaming at the University of Nevada, Reno. He's one of the world's leading authorities on gambling.
For some people, it's just an escape from the boringness or the rigor of their ordinary lives. And one can go to a casino or go to Las Vegas and become a very different person. One can play act, one can be more boisterous or more outrageous, or it almost puts him or her on stage instead of watching somebody else do the acting. You are the actor, and that is an interesting and sometimes very satisfying part of the entire experience.
Among the most popular and highest revenue-producing games is Baccarat. It's the gamble of choice for the ultra-high-stakes player.
These are the so-called whales, who are people who wager very large amounts of money, upwards of $250,000 per hand. They've bought their big boat and their big cars and their airplane and their helicopter and their various mansions, and they still have millions and billions left over. And so the casino becomes a place where they can enjoy the adrenaline rush that is often very similar to the way they may have made their money to begin with.
The gambling style of the high-stakes player is extraordinary. Their privacy is tightly protected, and the casinos lavish them with perks, tokens of appreciation for the millions they risk. They play in an exclusive private atmosphere like the Baccarat Room at the Venetian, a casino that attracts some of the high-stakes players in Las Vegas. John Fandetta is director of table games at the Venetian.
The Baccarat tables here at the Venetian are certainly the largest gross revenue-producing tables on property. Just today, we put a dice table into our Baccarat pit. We have a high-profile guest coming in who really prefers the privacy. And we normally do that for most of our high-end play. Their requests are generally honored.
Dealer Fon Savant at the Venetian handles the millions and the millionaires.
The largest bet I've ever seen here was $150,000, one hand. Makes me wonder what it's like to be them.
Bob Del Rossi is a consultant with Gemico Cards.
There's been situations where I've worked in casinos where you would come into work and start your shift, and there could be a customer losing $2 million on a Baccarat game, and by the end of your shift, he's winning $4 million. So you're talking about a $6 million swing in a period of 8 hours.
Big-time Baccarat also attracts celebrities who bring their own hangers-on to enjoy the high-stakes play.
There was a very famous NBA player who's always in the tabloids and stuff and likes to come into the Baccarat rooms, and usually comes with a very large entourage. And actually, when he turned over his third card hand, it was a losing hand. He actually, instead of turning the card over and throwing it to the dealer, he chewed it and swallowed it.
A lot of Baccarat players believe their fate has predetermined the order of the cards in the shoe.
If you talk to a gambler, he'll tell you, yes, you absolutely get advantage by keeping tracks of patterns in the shoe. But Baccarat is a game based on independent results. It's not like blackjack where you could count cards or anything to gain an advantage. And basically, because of the mix of the cards, you ascertain no advantage by keeping track of the cards came out of the shoe. If there was any way, believe me, the casino wouldn't supply you with a pen and a paper and a reader board to show you what has transpired.
Anthony Curtis, publisher with the Huntington Press.
Gambling is just another form of entertainment with a more ingenious form of billing system. And the billing system is the house advantage. So your objective when you play is to try to get in for the least admission possible, or what I like to call the tax, the lowest tax possible, which means lowering the house advantage. And that's where smart, intelligent gambling comes in.